Hey everybody, this is Pierre Quinn and you're listening to episode number 84 of the Leading While Green podcast, where my mission is to help you live, learn, and lead with confidence. On this episode of the podcast, I am joined by my friends Eliah and Dina King. Eliah and Dina King are the owners of two businesses in Colorado, the Gray House Boutique and Trail Ridge Printing Company. And we have a great conversation about how they transitioned into entrepreneurship, about how faith plays a big part in their business, and about how to lead in the middle of a family business. What's the dynamic between them two when they're both the boss? So we have a great conversation, and I invite you to listen up. Can you believe the month of March is almost over? I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but I'm recording this episode the last Thursday in March, and 2019 is flying by. We were just in 2018. We were just sliding out of 2018 into 2019, and we set some goals and some milestones for the year. And here we are, the first quarter of 2019 is almost over. And I hope you've done a good job of keeping with those commitments and goals that you put on the board, that you put on the table, that you talked about as we were starting the year. Now, if you haven't, I want you to stop by prcquinn.com and check out my course, 12 Ways to Grow as a Leader. It's a great video course given away for free. It's some of the content that I use when I work with leadership teams and leaders across the country, and I'm putting it in your hands for free. You can check that out at prcquinn.com. Now, I know you've been meaning to hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review and some comments. I know you intended to, but I also know that you've been busy. So this is a gentle reminder. Hop over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review and some comments. Let other people know about this leadership journey that we are on and how it's making a difference in your life. Okay, my guests for today are Eliah and Dina King. They are the owners of the Gray House Boutique and the Trail Ridge Printing Company in Colorado. And I met Eliah and Dina in college, and they have a very interesting story about how they transitioned from their careers to full-time entrepreneurship. And it's good to hear a young family dealing with the ups and downs of stepping out on their own and following this sense of calling and direction in their life. So we have a great conversation about business, about entrepreneurship. We have a great conversation about faith, about why everyone needs a supportive community around them. We talk about learning on the job and what it's like to lead in a family business, because in a sense, both of them are the boss. So how do they deal with the fact that they're both the boss and each one of them needs to exert leadership in different ways in this business? So we have a great conversation. Listen, it's chocked full of good stuff. So here's my conversation with Eliah and Dina King. On this episode of the Leading Wild Green podcast by my friends Eliah and Dina King, owners of Trail Ridge Printing in Colorado, with a focus on putting family first, telling a better story, and exceeding expectations. Guys, thanks for joining me today.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
So, I mean, there's so much that we can get into because we've known each other for quite a while. Tell me how you guys ended up moving to Colorado.
Well, we were in Texas. I was working for a nonprofit doing fundraising, and Eliah was doing graphic design on a freelance basis. And we both were just kind of just feeling that need for a change. And that's when our friend Kevin, who was up here in Colorado, gave us a call. He wanted Eliah to play music for the church as a part-time worship leader. Mm-hmm. And it just got the wheels turning for a lot of different things we've been thinking about. So I think that's kind of where it started.
Yeah. We were actually talking about, before we got on the call, we were talking about the fact that in a lot of ways, our move from Texas to Colorado was not the next logical career step for us. Like, it was in fundraising, I was freelancing, and it really, we were just, the opportunity came up and it just seemed like the right adventure for us at the time. And so we jumped at it. We got all the numbers to sort of work in theory on paper before we really had a chance to overthink it too much. So.
And I think I should mention too, my sister and I had been talking about starting a business together. We wanted to start a little boutique. Mm-hmm. The church that Aliyah was invited to was in Boulder, Colorado. And so like Danny and I immediately got out the map and we're like, okay, how far is Estes Park where we'd like to start this from Boulder? And it wasn't that close. It's a 45-minute drive through a steep canyon.
Yeah.
But we made it work. We realized, okay, with Aliyah's career change, and we could make that happen.
So this idea to start a boutique, where did it come from? And then how, Aliyah, did you see yourself kind of participating in and supporting Dina in her dream, in her vision for this thing?
Sure.
Well, I had always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was enjoying what I was doing in fundraising, but I just wanted something that was my own, that I was growing myself. And my sister, Dani, at the same time, she had been managing some surf shops out in California, and she really wanted to have her own. At the time, she was thinking surf shop because that's where she was at. But we both had different strengths. She definitely has strengths in style and merchandising. But my strengths are more the business side of it. And so we decided, hey, if we got together on this, maybe we could really make something good happen. So that's kind of where the idea started growing. And then I'll let you say how you sure. came in, because you've been a huge part of it.
I've kind of always just sort of been silent partner on it, I guess. When the opportunity came up, I guess the thought was that they were going to have their own line of clothing, and they probably need a designer to help put some of those things together. So, you know, from the start, I think I've always kind of viewed myself as in kind of the supporting role. Mm-hmm. And just kind of helping out however I can. You know, there have been days where I've built clothing racks out of black cast iron pipe, and that doesn't really fall under a designer's job description. But
yeah,
it was fun for me to do, and fun projects for me to take on. And I, you know, I've kind of always thought that their success is our success, and so it's been fun even when my responsibilities have not always been traditional.
What's the dynamic like working as a couple and in the space of this kind of boutique thing? You're designing and doing, you know, a little bit of everything. Dina, you're, you know, forging ahead with your sister. How did you guys wrestle with the interpersonal relationship between you two inside of the business? Because I think that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs and even couples who are on leadership teams together struggle with.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a fine line because sometimes I would forget that, you know, he doesn't work for me, basically. Like, he would come with a design and be like, hey, I came up with this design. What do you think of it? And sometimes just thinking like, oh, we're close, so I can just immediately give him feedback. Okay, here's what I don't like about it. I don't like this, this, and this. And he had to come to me and say, you know what? I really don't like that.
I'm really fragile.
It probably sounds so silly, but I had to realize I need to treat him like I would treat any other business associate. And I should first point out, I love this, this, and this. I think, could we try this change? Could we try that? And just, you know, tempering my responses like, yes, we're husband and wife and we can be totally open and honest with each other. But that doesn't mean that I need to be blunt and just, you know, forget to mention all the things that are great about the design or the idea.
Well, I'm afraid my answer is going to sound really cheesy too, but I think, your answer didn't sound cheesy. I'm afraid mine didn't sound cheesy, but I think one of the things that makes us good business partners is also the fact that we complement each other well in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think, that's maybe a little bit of a double-edged sword, like, because when you're business partners with your spouse, then at the end of the business day, you still have lots of business that you can talk about at home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we've, whether it's with the boutique, whether it's with our printing business, as we found a rhythm where we each have kind of our own responsibilities, we each have our own roles, we found that we work together really well, much better than like just one of us would be able to do any of these things. So
you mentioned the printing business. How do you go from leading worship at a church and doing music on one side, and then Dina, you're doing the boutique thing on this side to say, "Hey, why don't we just take over a printing company?" Like, give us the origin and the transition in that space.
Well, I'll say we never would have had the printing business had it not been for Dina and Danny working together with the boutique. So part of the reason that we ended up with this was because the former owners of Trail Ridge Printing approached Dina and said, "We're ready to retire. We're ready for a new phase in life. We're going to try and sell the business. And do you know anyone who might be interested?" And at first our response was, "Oh no, we really don't know anyone." Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about the conversations that we've had since we moved here about wanting to know our neighbors better and wanting to be able to spend more time together as a family. And, you know, that short 45-minute commute that started out when we first got here seemed pretty short at the time. And then we sort of realized, you know, there were a lot of days where I'd be up and out of the house before my kids were awake and back to the house sometimes at least after they were in their pajamas, if not already in bed.
Yeah.
And so the owners approached Dina and Danny at the Gray House, and that sort of sparked the idea for us.
Yeah. And I should just mention too, we had been working with Trail Ridge Printing with the former owners to print all of our private label items at the Gray House. And we loved working with a local company and, you know, supporting another local business. And so we were just really sad when they first came to us and said that they were going to retire, because we were going, "Oh, we had such a good relationship here. It was so good." And so that's when we thought, "Hey, what if we were the ones to take on that business?"
So what about, let's dive back a little bit and talk about what you actually studied in school and how what you study in school and your previous careers really kind of dovetailed and helped you with this new venture. And then what were some things that you're just like, even now, like, we didn't have any clue. We had to learn on the fly. It was a lot of YouTube and a lot of Googling just so that we don't lose our sanity.
Yeah. Well, my background is in business. I got a business management degree and then went on to get my MBA. But there is so much that I wasn't prepared for. I mean, certainly I wasn't prepared for screen printing. I got my little Pathfinder screen printing on.
Yeah. Right.
That was the extent of my experience.
I think I have almost three college degrees. Like a lot of college students, I sort of switched paths midstream two, three times. So I took some classes in education. Yeah. I took some classes in education. I took some art classes and design classes that I absolutely loved. And then I ended up finishing with a degree in religion. So, you know, this certainly, when I started college, owning and running a screen printing business was not on my radar at all. But I found that the things that I learned in each one of those disciplines have really helped me, whether it's relating to people, whether it's coming up with a creative design. One of the things that we talk about in our printing business, and we remind ourselves of that when the days get like, when it just really feels like a grind, mm-hmm. that we're helping people, as silly as it can sound, we're helping people with a screen printed t-shirt to be able to talk about the things that are most important to them, whether it's their business, their family, or their team. And so in some really kind of unexpected ways for me, my background in ministry has helped to shape the way that I view pulling a squeegee across a t-shirt, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So give us some background. How long have you owned Trail Ridge Printing? And what's a typical, if that's a real question or not, what's a typical day like?
The first one's easy. We've owned it about a year and a half now.
Okay.
Typical day varies. So in the middle of the businesses that we own, we're also homeschooling our children in partnership with my sisters. So like today, I ran them over to my sister's house and then came back here. Elijah's burning screens for several different orders that we have. I think you were taking care of five different orders, getting it ready. And then this afternoon, we're going to go meet with the marina here in town, who's placing an order for shirts. They do a fishing derby. Mm. And then they also have a gift shop that they keep stocked through the summer with different apparel. So that will be, I always look forward to meeting with them. They're a great group. Mm. And then we'll come back this afternoon, and that will probably be actually printing in the shop. Mm-hmm. And then while Elias printing, I'll run over and grab the kids. And
the funny thing is occurring to me as you're saying all this, this is actually our quiet season.
Okay.
it only gets crazier from there, but it's, you know, we kind of somehow we managed to find a rhythm. And I think flexibility has been a big asset for us in being able to manage all of it. Learning to be more flexible every day.
In this year and a half, and you know, the focus, I love the values of the value of telling a better story. In this year and a half, can you remember a client or a project? And of course, you can change names and leave out identifying details, but a client or a project that made you to say, like, yeah, this is why we do this. This is why we're here. And this is why it's clear to us that we've been on this journey.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we talked about in making the decision was how we really wanted to be able to get to know our community better, put down roots here in Estes Park, get to know our neighbors better. And one of the first big projects that we worked on was for our local recreation district, and they manage youth sports for a lot of the families and our community. And I remember one day getting a random, we had worked on a, for us at the time, it was a really huge order. It was, I don't know, it was like 200 pieces, which is not really that many, but like it was our first really huge, like it felt like a mountain we were climbing.
Yeah.
And after we got it done, it was maybe a couple weeks later. And we got a random card in the mail. We opened it up. And as part of that project, we had sponsored one of the teams for their little kickers soccer league. And it was a picture of the team. And it seems kind of silly now to say it, but I got teary opening up the card and seeing these kids wearing the jerseys that we had printed, and it was our team. And it was like, it was something really tangible for me that was like, we're actually doing what we set out to do with this business. And there have been other examples too, but that for me was one of the first that I'll probably always remember that.
Yeah.
What's your advice for young professionals who like you were feeling like we need to pivot, we need something different, there's a nudge there, you talked about faith a little bit, we feel like I need to make a change or take a leap of faith, but I'm scared, I'm nervous, I don't have it all figured out, like how do we get through and process that season of life?
I think one is, like you were saying, when we came to Colorado, it didn't totally make sense. And I think it's important to recognize that, like, sometimes you have to go with your gut and you just have to do it. I think you have to the best of your ability, make the numbers work on paper. But I think you have to recognize that sometimes when you're telling your friend what you're going to do, recognize that they aren't going to be like, that's awesome. They may say, really? And you still have to go for it anyway.
Yeah. I think for us, there have been a few times in our lives where we feel like, you know, whether you frame it in terms of a faith background or not, but there's something that you're wired to do. There's something that's been maybe put in your heart, or there's something that's just been laid on you. And it's, it doesn't always make sense. And it's not always the thing that, is, you know, it's not always the next logical, like you're not always going from assistant VP to vice president. You might be going from assistant VP to screen printer. And it doesn't always make sense, but we really, we've really felt, I think I can speak for both of us, it's been really rewarding as we've kind of followed those convictions. It hasn't been easy always. Like, we still kind of joke that we've tried to make all of our really big mistakes with Trail Ridge Printing at the beginning. Yeah. hopefully it just gets to be smooth sailing, but I don't think that's ever really the case for anybody. Like, there's always something to learn, sometimes big lessons to learn too. So.
You know, Dina, as you were talking about, there's sometimes we're telling family and friends about this and they're not excited. They're looking at us like we're crazy. And then, you know, Elijah, you talking about kind of being built and wired and feeling like there's something more there and leaning into it. What were some of the conversations that you had in the midst of this transition with people who were in your corner, who were supportive, maybe leaders or mentors or friends that said, you know, I don't know how you guys are going to do it, but we believe that, you know, we're in your corner. And how did that make a difference for you guys, especially in the rough moments early on?
Sure. I mean, I think that we're very fortunate to have a really supportive family. Yeah. So at the very beginning, when the Gray House didn't make sense, when Trail Ridge Printing didn't make sense, I think both of our families were extremely supportive, and mm-hmm. I will always be grateful for that. Our church family was really cool. With the Gray House, Danny and I decided from the beginning that we wanted to be closed on Saturday because Saturday is when we've always worshiped and kept a Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And so we made that decision knowing that, again, that's one of those that doesn't make sense to everybody, but it was really important to us and our families. And I remember talking to our pastor at the church, and he was just kind of asking me about the business and what we were going to do. And I told him about our decision to be closed on Sabbath. And he was just like, that is awesome. That is so cool. God is going to bless that decision. And I thought that was really cool because I know that logically it doesn't make sense from a business standpoint. But we have seen God bless. And it was really nice to have the affirmation of our church family in that decision.
For me, when we were talking about going all in with Trail Ridge Printing, I remember a conversation that I had with my dad. I had flown out. My mom was having some kind of unexpected and pretty significant health issues. And so I flew back to Michigan to be with my mom and dad and visiting my mom in the hospital. And over the course of those 2-3 days, I was kind of telling my dad about what we were thinking about doing. And I still remember that he said, you know, if this is a chance for you to be close to your family, for you to get more involved in your community, I think now is the time you have to do it. And I'll always be really grateful for how supportive my dad's been, not just in that decision, but in all kinds of other decisions. And my mom's health is much improved now too. She's not
good.
Not still in the hospital.
But yeah, they were awesome. Yeah. And I think because of that, we felt the confidence to go forward and make that big change.
Yeah.
You talked before about the dynamics of working in the boutique. Give us again the name of the boutique.
Oh, it's called the Gray House, G-R-E-Y. And we're just located on Elkhorn Avenue, which is the main strip of Estes Park. And we carry men's and women's clothing, some children's items, and then accessories like sunglasses, scarves, wallets. It's awesome.
And I'll make sure to put that the links to the Gray House in the show notes so people can check out what you guys are doing there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. We'll love to do it. Now, we talked about Gray House interpersonal dynamics and, you know, the team of you there. How did that shift to now Trail Ridge, where your partners and, you know, who takes the lead on what, and how do you make that dynamic work? Because it's, you know, totally different space than a boutique.
So YouTube and Google really are our, they're the really, really the boss because they, you know, we've learned so much. Actually, when we took over the business, we were really fortunate that the former owners, Tim and Ron, agreed to let us keep operating. Like Tim said, keep running the production out of my garage. He said, he just lives across from where his garage is. And so he said, keep operating here. And they basically did for about 3 months, they did on the job training for us. And so we had questions about how to push the squeegee or how much ink to use or which screens were the right screens for what. They were always, you know, sometimes just a knock on the door away, sometimes just a phone call. So we were really fortunate in that aspect. But I think as far as responsibilities with regard to running the business, we've kind of relied on our areas of expertise or our background. So I'm like, long before we ever had the business, like even when Dina and I were dating, I said, look, I'm not the finance guy. Like I can spend money. I can figure out how to spend a lot of money real fast. but I need to, you know, I need to work with somebody who also knows how to put the brakes on and is actually smart with money. And that's one of the strengths that I think Dina has brought and continues to bring to the business. Like she still is the one who says, I don't think we need to spend money on all that stuff. And I'm still, turns out, pretty good at spending a lot of money.
And then I would say Elias' strength in the business is like everything else. He definitely takes the lead with Trail Ridge Printing. He has the expertise in design, which is something that we're able to offer clients that not every print shop is able to. So he can take the project from the very start where someone just has an idea of what they want, and he can bring the whole thing together so that he kind of brings their vision to life in print. And then even learning the really technical aspects for the equipment, that kind of thing. Elia loves to read owner's manuals. And so he really learns the fine details and ways that we can do things better. Where my preference is just to get in there, like, you tell me what needs to be done and I'll do it. Like, I think I probably would have loved factory work because I love just getting in there and producing the shirts and it feels awesome. But I don't always like to learn like why the ink dries at this temperature or, you know, those fine details that Elia will get really excited about. So yeah, he really is the brains of the Trail Ridge Printing operation.
Without giving away some of the secret sauce of what you guys do, because every company has its secret sauce, I'm gonna try to throw you like a curve question. Okay. So the question is, like, what goes into printing a t-shirt, and what has the process of printing t-shirts, what has it taught you about life or relationships or leadership or some like deep, you know, on top of a mountain saying that we would only find out by printing t-shirts. So first the process and then kind of the lessons from the process.
Sure. Well, you know, screen printing as a technology, it turns out, has not changed a lot in the last, I don't know, some people think it's like 5,000 or 6,000 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of the tools have changed along the way, but the idea of laying a design down on a piece of fabric using a screen really hasn't changed all that much. And it's not like, I keep thinking to what Ron used to tell, one of the owners used to tell us while he was doing the job on the job training, he kept telling us it's not rocket science. Like he kept telling us that over and over. There were some days where it did feel like rocket science, 'cause felt like I was messing everything up. But you know, the process really is there's a stencil that has an image on it, and you use one color of ink at a time to create a design on a piece of material. It could be a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. It could be paper. You know, some people just screen print posters. But the idea is really not super complicated. And I guess sort of related to that, as far as the lessons that I've learned, like sometimes you sort of take for granted, that some of the really simple things can represent so much more to somebody. So, you know, pulling a squeegee across, a screen is not a complicated thing. There's some finesse that goes into it. And when we first took over, I sort of thought of it as like, oh, how hard could it be? And on day two, actually on day one, I was like, oh, it can actually be a lot harder than I might have thought. But when you hand somebody something that has their family's name on it, or the logo of their business, and you kind of see how that sparks something in them where there's like a sense of pride in what they're taking out of the shop. For me, that was one of the big lessons, is that a t-shirt is not always just a t-shirt. You know, helping someone to be able to talk about the things that are important to them, and giving them a platform to be able to do that. You know, some days it just feels like you're printing a t-shirt, but there are other days where you see how much it means to somebody, and it makes it all worth those days where it does seem like rocket science.
I used to work for a lady, and she would say, "We have a lot of work to do, but it's good work." And that's how I've been feeling a lot lately. Like, you know, we'll have long days in the garage printing together, but every day I'm just so thankful that we get to spend this time together rather than both of us apart doing our own thing. I feel like it's helped us grow as a couple and as a family. And, you know, there's just a sense of accomplishment when you are working for yourself, whether for us, whether I'm at the Gray House or I'm here with the print shop, like it feels good to be invested in something that we're making and we're sharing with others, and it's being well accepted, and that's exciting. And just being part of that process to watch the business grow, it's good work.
There's an adage that says that there's no success without a successor. What in the combination of the Gray House and Trail Ridge, what are these experiences helping you to pass on to your kids that you might not have been able to pass on had you not been in this position?
Well, I think some days it's hard. Some days it feels like the kids get kind of pushed to the side. Like, you have to wait for mama, you have to wait for daddy because we have to get this done. And I've had a lot of mommy guilt about those mm-hmm. moments. But then I have to remember that they are seeing us work for a dream. This, you know, working for our vision of having more time with our family, of being invested in our community. And so my hope is that that's passed on to them, that yes, they see us working hard. But we also try to play hard too. We've tried to implement what we call family day, and, you know, where we'll take a Sunday or we'll take a day off, lately we've done a lot of sledding because we've had a lot of snow. But you know, especially to get outdoors, we live in paradise here in Estes Park. And, so I think it's important to get out as a family and enjoy time together. So we're trying our best to model that to the kids. And I know we don't always do it well, but we're trying to work really hard and then also show them that a result of our work is that we get to play hard together too.
I think for me, in addition to that, one of the lessons that I feel like I am learning more and more every day is that leadership often goes hand in hand with listening. And it's sort of counterintuitive, I think, for, you know, as leaders, we think we've got to be like pushing, we've got to be visionary, we've got to be leading the charge, we've got to be doing what nobody else is doing. And I think sometimes it's possible to work at a pace, where you sort of lose the voices of the people who are actually with you on that journey. Mm. So whether it's listening to our clients, whether it's listening to our kids, I hope that, like, what I am learning is that to do anything well often means that you're listening to the people that you rely on, the people that you work with, the people that are closest to you. And I hope, as I'm learning that through our businesses, I'm hopeful that in some way I'm also passing that lesson on to my kids, that they are learning to be better listeners and hopefully in turn better leaders.
So I call this shameless plug time in the podcast. I mean, URLs, social media handles, where can we keep track of what you guys are doing? Where can we order stuff? I mean, if we want t-shirts or we want Gray House paraphernalia, like, where do we go?
Sure. Well, let's start with Trail Ridge Printing. That's just www.trailridgeprinting.com. And you can get a quote there. We would love for you to follow us on Instagram. And remind me, is that just Trail Ridge Printing?
At Trail Ridge Printing. Let me double check that.
Okay. And we're always just throwing up different designs we've done, fun prints. Sometimes we do things that are really unusual. We had a plumber whose logo was an eagle holding a wrench standing on a toilet. Ooh. And so those kind of things are fun to share with others just so they can see what we're working on. For the Gray House, our handle for Instagram is the Gray House EP. EP stands for Estes Park. Okay. We're also on Facebook. And then we'd love for you to check out our website. It's thegrayhouse.boutique. And we don't have everything that's in the store online, but we're trying to keep like our most popular products, our private label products. Those are all online that you can check out. And if you're ever in Estes Park, we would love for you to stop in the Gray House, say hi. Or if we're in the garage working, we're always happy to show people our operation because it's actually a lot of fun.
My guests today have been my friends Eli and Dina King from the Gray House and Trail Ridge Printing. We've had a great conversation. I know I'm Richard Ford, and I know our audience will be Richard Ford as well. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks so much.
Great conversation with my friends Elia and Dina King in Colorado, owners of the Gray House and Trail Ridge Printing Company. I want you to check them out. I'll put the links to their businesses in the show notes, and I'm going to ask you to support them. Maybe order some t-shirts from Trail Ridge Printing Company and check out all the cool stuff that they have at the Gray House. Buy some stuff from them. Support small business owners. Hopefully you took a lot of great notes that can help you in your journey to be a better leader. Hey, that's all I got for this episode of the Leading While Green podcast. You know it's my mission to help you live, learn, and lead with confidence. So until next time, take care and God bless.